The minutes of the meeting of last week, 2 weeks ago.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
David Waldman called last week about getting some jersey barriers from us. He's with the town of Diamondville. We bought 200 jersey barriers down there a month or so ago. Got a rabbi radar. But anyway, he was wanting to get 8 of them for blocking the road. That's what I tell you guys.
So this is, he's from...
The town.
The town of Diamondville?
Yeah, they're trying to block off the street. Them barriers are right there close. Okay.
And is it temporary, or he wants to block it off for good?
I don't know. He wants the barriers for good.
Oh, I see.
I guess, for good. I think he'll pay you.
Right. Do you
I
have...
We got them for about $70 or something.
Is that the concrete?
Yeah, I was going to say, a jersey barrier is the concrete barrier.
Yeah, we looked for some, and I found someone... Well, we used to get them from Hout. Fencing over by Worland. We bought some from there one time. So I called them and they're out of business, but they had some still over there. They wanted $16,000, I think. How many would we give that time?
Well, for 100.
For 100, and I got like 200.
For all of them, and they
took it. Yeah. There's tapered ones. Some got a little scuff mark or two in them. We need some more.
Do you have them to spare?
I don't think 8's going to matter.
Okay. That'd
probably be good to do.
And I think as long as we get paid for them, I think that's good.
So.
Okay. Any thoughts, gentlemen?
So it's fine. Okay. Great. As long as we get
reimbursed. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be good. I think you probably got that wash field, didn't you, Billy, yesterday?
We got it all done.
Figured we did. Gary Reese called. He requested a school bus stop sign up on the hill to pick up his grandkids. And I said, that's fine. So Billy put that up. But now he would like the speed limit lowered off that hill down to the highway. It's about half mile, maybe a mile.
Where's this at, Butch?
Out there on Calpet. Trucks blow off with that hill, and right over the hill is where he's picking up the kids. So I said, we have to do a...
study, don't we?
No.
Don't we have to do an engineer
resolution?
Kind of did a study already.
Oh,
I drove it and said,
okay, good.
I believe it. So, so it needs to go. So we have to do a resolution.
Okay. So tell me what it's at right now.
I think 65 all the way down.
65.
Yeah, and they blow over that hill.
55.
Okay,
55 coming over.
Yeah.
Where do you slow them down then?
Up by the school bus sign.
I mean, but you want to do that before that, right? You'll want to
a
buffer.
The warning sign's over the hill from the house. Oh, you can't even see the house where how it blows over that hill and then the house. So we put the sign up on the hill. So that's probably a good place for the
cut it down limit. From 55 to what?
40, you thought would be good.
Cut it down to 40. And then from there out, it's 40?
There to the highway.
There to the highway,
so
it's
40. So it's like a mile.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does, me too.
I think from a safety standpoint, yeah.
Yeah.
Need a motion.
Yeah, we'll need to
adopt a resolution.
So we're going to have to have Matt...
Make us up
a resolution for this so that we can adopt it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell Mr. Reese that the speed of government, it could happen by
school season.
I don't school
school. Well, you,
and my question is whose trucks are speeding?
Everybody's.
His.
His.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist.
Butch, will you get with Matt so he has all the particulars he needs
for
that resolution?
Okay. We don't need we just need a mile out or something, though. What do you need for that?
Just a rough legal description. So I don't know if you use mile posts or what you got going on. You got any mile posts?
I don't think so.
No, probably not on that.
We got enough delineators and stuff on them roads that we don't need them.
The 14th delineator from the highway.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll make a good resolution.
So good for me.
Cross from the corner post. If you hit the hill, you've gone too far.
A quarter mile before the house.
Turn around and go back.
Okay. We'll get you some.
All right.
Get somebody some.
Okay.
Joe Mack, Victor Mack's wife, was concerned about this slide that's starting to happen above her house, and it's happened before. I don't remember. You probably remember it. Mm-hmm. Well, they loaded that hole up with some tires, I guess, to help stabilize it.
Great.
I know it's not.
Well, does she need some more tires? I know where
she got tires. I think they got plenty, but I think that's gonna. They're gonna load up, and it's gonna slip the hill off, but. It probably won't go to her house to slide, but the creek will, because it'll push the creek out.
Push the creek out.
If it goes. Now, Billy's been up there with Real Verde since then, and they've kind of come up with a plan of getting rid of them tubes and recovering it and trying to save it, but you might be aware that if that thing slides, it'll be a big project.
Okay. So, you're working on it. Okay.
Billy.
All right. Very good.
Okay, now I guess the other thing would be to bring up them rocks.
This is May's report.
Rocks?
Yeah. Here, I gave me two more.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going good, and I think you need to get the Forest Service going along.
Yes, well, there may have been a monkey wrench thrown into this.
Really? Well, that's the reason I'm not involved.
So this is the report for May, and with this quantity, we are now in the plus side for rock fees versus our fees.
Let's see.
And these are the locations that they went.
Commissioner Rawhauser, do you see where those rocks may be?
Yes. The Miller Land and Livestock is the ones that I saw the other day.
Okay.
And then I just noticed the bottom of this Brad Carnahan on the Pete Thompson place. That's where I saw the others.
Okay.
On my tour.
Okay.
The other day.
Go ahead, Tom.
So this morning I talked with Caleb and Rob.
Yeah.
And Caleb said that his Rock Springs co-partners had set up a meeting with Rio Verde because they had some concerns where the rocks were going.
Right.
And Caleb told me he canceled, or that meeting's no longer happening because they set the meeting up without his involvement.
Right.
And he said he needs to hear their concerns before the meeting.
They're going to talk to Caleb now.
Yes,
right.
They're talking to Caleb, and if their concerns are legitimate, then they'll re-set up the meeting with Mark.
Okay.
But Caleb was very understanding and felt like everything was on the track, and he said, I said, if there is a problem, will you give us an opportunity to address it before you stop it? And he said yes.
Yeah.
So everything seems okay on the BLM section. As far as Rob, another good chat, he's actually told me that he is just going to wait through this year and see how the BLM section goes, and that everything seems appropriate, and then next summer hopefully institute the same program.
Okay.
So no rocks.
Take that for what you want.
Right. Right. Okay. We just need to make sure these rocks are, they may be being dumped on private land before they go to where the stream stabilization goes. Therefore, the public perception is these people are getting free rocks. For their private use.
I will. The one probably I need to speak with is Corey, and I'll do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
I would say in most instances that I'm aware of, they are being dumped on private land as a staging area till the meadows or whatever dry out to get them to the river.
Exactly. And we realize that, but the constituents driving by do not realize that. Okay. Billy.
Andy, Reed Audie, he's been talking to me a lot, and I know he's
the BLM guy in Rock Springs, and I forward him on to Mark, because he's the Rock Springs office is the one that's really worried about where the rocks are going. So
he's the one that Caleb has reached out to and is pulling it all back together.
Okay. And on same thing with the rocks of the Forest Service, Cindy Stein talked to her yesterday, and she was, they're getting ready to do the, like, you know, going by the lake there to the boat dock.
Yeah.
And so she was working about the magnetism and stuff.
The breakwater thing?
No, you know that.
The road.
And she brought up about, you know, filling the potholes. And she said that she thought Rob had an agreement with us. And I said I would bring that up today. I said,
we talked about it.
Well, it was talked. There's no agreement.
There's nothing.
I just told her. Yeah. I would bring it up today.
Okay.
And Rob and I discussed that again this morning.
Yeah.
So there's nothing there happening until we see something
Until the rock gets moved, a pothole ain't going to be filled.
Right. And he gets that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. All right. So, very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Who knew that rocks would be such a...
Everybody wants them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
And if you think about the rocks, I mean, the really only use that anybody can put them to is stream restoration. I mean, you put one here and there, it's not, it's nothing. But
right.
The stream restoration is the big.
That eats a lot of them.
That's really all the use they have. And then a little landscaping.
So it goes back to the stream restoration group, Steady Stream, and all those. Moved out of this area 10 years ago because they couldn't get a rock. There was a lot of Army Corps projects and stream restoration projects trying to be done, but they all left because they couldn't get a rock. And now they're coming back.
Right. Okay. Very good. Yep, next.
Next thing up is the chip seal bids are in.
We just got those via email, right?
Yes, we did get that in an email.
I couldn't get this to come up.
Skirt it up easy.
So I just stood on the head.
We had two bids in, one from Intermountain Slurry Seal and the other one for HK Contractors. They were roughly $52,000 apart. And I don't have any reason not to recommend awarding the project to Intermountain Slurry Seal. The price of $1,547,366.80.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, go ahead.
I move we approve the low, I guess you call it a bid or proposal.
Proposal.
The low proposal of Intermountain Slurry Seal and for the chip seal project for 2018 in the amount of $1,547,336.80.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the proposal for the Sublette County Chip Seal Project to Intermountain Slurry Seal Incorporated in the amount of $1,547,336.80. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I got one more thing on Joe Mack. That I told you a while back that river's kind of changing the channel there, Jack Creek, below that one bridge that goes to that subdivision. So it's headed for the county road.
Right.
So eventually we're going to have to do some riprap. I told Joe Mack that we couldn't get in there and do that on private land, dig out the creek channel. She said she'd hire somebody if we'd furnish her a few loads of rocks.
Where are we going to get the rocks?
Yeah.
I think it's a good deal because we're going to be doing it next to the road if we don't.
Okay. Well, I'm all for that if we think we can get a little rock in there.
Okay. Well, so just dump them and leave them. I don't know who she's going to get or how big, so we'll have to find that out.
So let the neighbors know where the rocks came from.
Has she dealt with the Army Corps permits and all that?
I don't know.
I guess that's on her problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're supplying the rock map, does that put us into some type of partnership where we are liable?
Who would be supplying the rock to the county?
The county would be supplying the rock.
Why don't you just push her off on one of these other contractors to haul the rock so we're not involved?
Well, yeah, but he's just wanting to get the rock. We can get any contractor to haul it, but it's on our agreement.
Well, I thought we'd...
Right?
The way we talked, me and her, was we'd haul the rock up and dump them off there by the road. And they'd put them in, dig out the creek and put them in that corner.
Right.
Now, you can change it.
Well, so. we can haul it, or a contractor can haul it, but still, there are our rocks with our agreement with the BLM. And that's the question.
We've got rocks down here at our...
It's a big different rock.
That's true. We've got a store, don't we?
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
The issue is more, is it going to require a permit through the Corps to do that?
I imagine so.
If it's on the river, it will.
Obligate us to be involved with the Corps?
Would
or
qualify for that?
Yes, yeah, it's a waterway.
Any waterway.
Okay.
And so she's a year
out. Well, I'll advise her if that would help. Okay. See how she goes from there.
Okay.
Might not go any further.
Okay. Let her know we'd be willing
to help.
It will
be going to the road eventually, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's already running.
It's pretty,
to the road, right?
Pretty good stream.
So well, it's, would so it it's be, in our easement?
No, not where it needs fixed.
Okay. Not where it needs fixed.
But I mean where the water, it's pushing the water in our easement now.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
That's a braided channel through there. And there's
would
it's going to be like down there by that new barn they built.
Okay. Would it be worth us getting involved then in the project?
Well, probably would. It's pretty much on private, but some of these other rock jobs we've done are also.
Have been on private.
Yeah. Anything like affects our roads, we fix. Most of them we fixed because it got into our road. We haven't like been Johnny on the spot and got them first, put that way.
Okay.
So this way we'll be ahead of the game if we do it. I don't know why we couldn't do it. It's going to go to the road. So. We just have to do permits. Take about a year, I imagine, but it'd be good for that long. I talked to Brian Gray about it last year.
Well, wonder if perhaps you just let her know that she needs to talk with the Corps first before she makes any.
Yeah, we could maybe put a word in there too and see. Maybe maybe they could pitch in some money or something. I don't know.
Okay. Discuss it with her.
Very more, Mark.
I do. Okay. The next thing is a proposal for moving the fire hydrant at the recycle center. And I suppose that should come up under Jim's portion, but. It's out there for you. We have a number from Teletractors. First number is Aaron's number, and the difference probably is Aaron was looking at probably a little bigger job than what this is. This is just one of those pains that you try to get done. So it is my recommendation with this number, and this is number has been negotiated down.
Okay.
Is to award the moving of the hydrant to Teletractors for $40,139.50.
Did we just get one proposal?
We just got one. It's asphalt. I don't know where else you bring asphalt in.
Right.
But like I said, this is $10,000 less than.
And this is negotiated down. Thank you.
How far are they moving?
Across the street.
Oh.
And the city wants a whole section of street taken out, not just a trench. And there's stuff.
Okay.
All right. So is that a reasonable price just to move a fire hydrant?
Well, if they go across the street, it makes a big difference.
The estimate was $30,000, so yeah, it is.
Gee.
And it's going to be in the water. I mean, they're going to pump water, and I mean, it's not an easy job just because it's a small one.
Right. Commissioner Noble, you had a comment?
I just want to make it very clear that I'm abstaining from anything to do with this.
Very good. Excellent. Good idea. All right.
It's gentlemen. Right in the alley. You've been through there. Yeah. It seemed it's like one of them been run over by now.
And Teletractors has been in that site three times before, so they do.
Right. They know it. Well. They know it inside and out. That's for
really
sure.
Wants to put another roll off there.
Right. Well, and because of safety, and I've driven by that when the truck is out there in the street, somebody's going to get run over. Yeah. So this needs to be moved. Go ahead.
Just one question, Mark. I understand the variance in this and what you said on the size of the project, but would that impact the mobilization fee to be doubled what you estimated?
Generally the mobilization fee is going to be somewhere between 5 and 10%, so it's within reason. And it depends on what the job is. Here they're going to have to haul in track hose and then all their pavement scatter. I mean, at 10%, it's within reason, yes.
Okay.
Very good. Motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd make the motion that we accept the proposal from Teletractors to do the relocation of the Recycle Center fire hydrant in the amount of $40,139.50.
I'll second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the proposal from Teletractors Incorporated for the Recycle Center fire hydrant relocation project in the amount of $40,139.50. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
The last thing
you make that clear in the minutes.
Sorry. Yep. 4-0-1 abstention. She got it. She knows it.
This one.
Yeah, my first review.
She done this for 30 years.
For the tape.
For the tape.
The last thing is the issue on Paradise. So we're looking into that with Billy, trying to get something done to correct that where it's washing. And the water's running down the hill and it broke through underneath the guard rail and washed out, and it's cut back under the asphalt, so it's an issue that needs fixed. And
right.
On that.
What about Paradise Road?
It's halfway down the hill after you turn onto Paradise.
Oh, I know.
Well, before you get to the bridge?
Yeah.
Right on the corner?
It's just halfway down.
Oh, really? Right there?
Yeah. Okay. One of the posts is suspended in midair now, and
well, from where Boulder Creek goes under the road?
Wouldn't use them wrong.
No, it's more where you used to climb that hill, you know, to get back the old highway, that part.
Oh.
Right off the new highway, just off that cut bank. That guardrail we got there.
Where'd the water come from?
The road's crowned, so the water runs off to one side, and in graveling that hill, you create a berm underneath the guardrail that keeps the water on the asphalt and runs all the way down to the corner and drops in by the outhouse down there.
Okay. So it's just rainwater.
Just rainwater. Okay. Or snowmelt or whatever. You know, all things work on it. And at this point in time, some reason it broke through that and started down the hill into Newfork. And it cut a pretty big hole.
Okay.
And it's not an easy fix. We stood there and looked. I mean, there's
it's
no way
straight off.
It's straight off, and it's
you can't get to the bottom. You got to do everything from the top.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Rocks? Do you need rocks?
Rocks.
Anchors, probably, and then rock.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Concrete slurry.
There you go. What do you got?
I did some elevations down in Marbleton for the Sublet County Communications Network.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. The helipad is kind of close at the clinic to the sheriff's department where they want to put the tower. So the FAA was a little concerned.
Okay.
Did you have something that you wanted to bring up?
Well, I'd be disappointed if we didn't talk about LaBarge Creek.
I wanted you to say it.
Maybe you can touch on developing a legal description with the property boundaries, and we can discuss the existing license and potentially converting that to an easement.
Matt had sent me an email earlier that said that in communications with Bob Harrower, Bob did not like the easement as it was described.
Everyone else in the county signs when they when we do an easement for a county road.
Well, he didn't like the Sherbel's version of the easement. I take it he wanted it based upon his legal description, which is similar, though it is a little bit different.
Okay.
And so Matt wondered if that could, if we could do that, develop an easement off of Harrower's deed, which we can. We can do it off anything.
Okay.
He was also upset, Bob was, that it included the license section, the southeasterly 1 mile, and I guess he did not want that included, which I would say for the county's point that you need to have that included. Otherwise, you've got a chunk in the middle there that can be vacated at any time, you know.
It has to be proven that we're not doing maintenance on the road.
I know, but you've seen all those conditions in that license, and it wouldn't take much to violate one of those.
I remember that one. I don't remember
the other. I think there. I think you've got to grade it twice a year. I don't know if you're doing
that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you've got to get his permission.
Little trick stuff.
Get him notice before you go down there.
I remember now.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm good with getting a regular easement.
I'm just saying it would be easy to violate the terms of that.
So it just involves changing the language on the description of the land. Is that?
That seems to be the issue.
Supposedly?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know if the commission wants to direct Skyler to develop that new legal description, or if you prefer negotiating that. Because I agree with Skyler, that license is problematic. It can be revoked pretty easily. And then if that's revoked, boy, access is difficult.
Well, the easement needs to include that other section.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just the way it needs to go.
Mr.
Chairman,
Commissioner Bowser.
My discussion with Matt came about as a result of meeting with Mr. Eccles' attorney when I was in Sun Valley, and they had been in communication with Bob, and of course, Mac, Doc, I guess, had presented him the easement, and he indicated that he would be amenable to an easement that was based on what Matt just talked about, what Skyler talked about, the property line description. Mr. Eccles' attorney thought that was doable. In regards to the license, and this came secondhand from Mr. Eccles' attorney, that Bob would be agreeable when that license expired, as long as the road was up to county standard, to converting that to a permanent easement.
When does that expire? Another 10 years?
No. Is it 10? I thought it was.
I'm not sure Matt knows when it expires. So the other option would be to ask. Bob appeared to be upset because the language on the license was intermingled with the easement between him and Mr. Eccles. And maybe if somebody would need to, Mac would need to talk to Bob to see if he'd be willing now, if we agree on the easement, if he would agree to convert the license to an easement now, as opposed to wait until it expires. I don't know the answer to
I'd
that.
I'd be more than happy to go. I'm not going to bet anything on that.
Yeah.
Well,
Brad Miller, no.
Not
go ahead.
Just a comment, Mac, and you can confirm this, but if my memory serves me correctly, one of our conversations with Mr. Harrower, he actually insisted that we use Sherbel's description.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we're kind of, it's frustrating because conditions change all the time. I remember that conversation where he said, I won't do it unless you use that description. Now what you're saying is he doesn't want to use that description.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Bob wants.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah.
Whatever the description, I think we need that license needs to be rolled into the easement mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the part that frustrates me is that the road cannot go anywhere except where it is mm-hmm. because of the way the land and the way the road is built. And so whether we widen the road by a foot here or a foot there, it can't go anywhere because it's straight off into the creek and it's straight up the mountain. It's a switchback type thing.
Right.
So a little frustrating, but I'll be more than happy to go talk to Bob.
If you will talk to Bob about that
yes.
and then change the description in an easement, if we get the agreement to roll the license into the easement.
Into the easement.
Yeah. But if you don't get that, I think we're done.
Well, should we hold off on that before Skyler puts time and effort into
absolutely.
The new
yeah.
We
yeah.
need to
yeah.
see what okay. Matt comes up with first.
Yeah. And when we talk about, in fact, when this meeting is over, we're going right into the budget session, and we have nowhere to go, so we're talking next budget session
yep.
to put money aside or whatever for this possibility. And I think that's the other frustrating part. When someone gets upset, as far as the landowner is concerned, we're the one flipping the bill $1.5 million to build this road to enhance their property value, and someone is upset. So we may be hitting the road, but I'm just learning.
If it makes you feel any better, Commissioner Bowsman's been at this since 2007.
Yeah, well, it's, and Mr. Hauer is so pleasant to talk to. I enjoy the time with him. I really do. But it always ends.
All right.
Well,
see what you can get accomplished, yes, Commissioner Rawhauser, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
If you want me to go with you, Mark,
well, that's it.
Mary's been at it way longer.
Oh, that's true. That's true. When did you start this?
At the very beginning of time, so it was like in the 90s.
Early 90s, yeah.
Early
90s, yeah.
You're done.
I'm done. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Books, don't be leaving. Just sit down and just relax.
All right, Billy, come on up. Let's do waste management.
You have both of those.
Don't have a lot. We talked about the hydrant. That was kind of the main thing. Free dump day went well. We had 226 people up there.
Good.
It was busy, busy. Little, average and piney, just like always. Everything's doing good down there. I really don't have none. It's
cool.
The chemicals I'm handling, that's not that big a deal, but.
Excellent.
I think it is.
Mark, do you have anything?
I don't. We're just waiting for DEQ to. Excellent. Either we do or get back to us.
What we like.
Yeah.
Well, that was easy.
Good. Yeah. Gentlemen, anything for them?
Good job, guys.
It's absolutely amazing and impressive how the landfill looks now. Having taken advantage of the free dump day and brought a trailer or two down there, and the efficiency in which they process that stuff before I could get out of the lot, I was amazed.
Yeah, we've changed things a lot down there. And it's going really well. I mean, just, we got a plan now, there's some structure, and it's going really well.
And didn't see any ravens?
No. Our cannons are working good. Everything.
The neighbors aren't scared anymore.
It still gets them every, so it even gets me still. You'll be there, we were seeding, and I was having to work on the slope a little bit, and it'll go off, it still gets you. There's no ravens. I mean, awesome. We went from like 275 ravens, and there's a few that'll fly over, but
they keep flying.
Yeah, the one
one says to the other, boy, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
So they had to go back to eating sage chicken eggs.
They
got to have something.
They got to have something.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. You appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Oh,
that's bad.
I'm sorry.
Excellent. Mary, do you have a little something for us here?
I do.
Get some business taken care of.
I do.
At any point, we could even do some more budget stuff if we need to.
These guys
wiped up the budget.
Yeah, we did a good job.
Finished her up yesterday.
We're like caught up.
Yeah.
You trained us well.
Yeah, well, I still got work to do, but it's amazing. So.
It's amazing what you can get done when you say yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't know. We still have some issues.
Okay.
So I have three thank you notes from scholarship kids. Cool. So I'm going to pass those around to you.
Very nice.
I don't know what to say about. Two of them are addressed to me, but. There for you.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary. That's nice of you.
That's all right. I'm just excited.
I just shuffled the paper. That's all I did. So we have those, and then I have.
At least we know we're staying in touch with you.
Yeah, and the other part of it is too, just so, as an update for you guys, because we talked about this kind of long and hard. I have them. Send me a signed information sheet to to give me the information that I need for their
contact
information is kind of the big deal. But I also need information about their college in this way. Because sometimes, if you remember, we'll read those applications and they don't know where they're going yet. And so it's, I've got everything then. So. Those, and then the renewal scholarships are due Monday, so I'll bring those to you to the next commissioner's meeting, and they're kind of, they've been dribbling in, so.
And you will have a file for the new person, because this I could see being a nightmare for them.
It is a nightmare, and you know what, I have really, I know you guys lose sleep about stuff, but this is one of the things I'm kind of losing sleep about, is that it's like, I don't know how to do this better. It's kind of a little time-consuming, keeping it straight, keeping it squared away deal. I think we'll be in as good a shape as we can be, but I don't know how to make it easier.
Yeah. Well, easier isn't necessarily what you need to do, just as long as the information gets passed
right.
to the next person.
Well, and I've got tons of files
okay.
on all of this. I've got... files that I send when I send the checks to the colleges. I've got files on all of those. I've got files on the kids.
With the change of clerk, it's going to take more responsibility on the student's part.
Well, and that's part of this. With making this information, there's no guesswork.
Right.
You know, we know exactly where they're going to school and that type of thing.
Yep.
As long as they'll communicate, it's easy.
That's the key.
Yeah, and some of them do. I mean, some of them, I get random emails during the year, you know, from some of the kids, so, and that's good.
Yeah, good.
But when they don't talk to me is when we get in trouble.
We are going to meet sometime with the counselors to let them know the communication, just what you're talking
about.
Well,
and
about.
I think in the fall, when they see, because the schools send out the request for information about your scholarship, that usually comes about October, November. And I think at that point in time, it might not be a really, it'd be a really good idea to sit down with those counselors and say, hey, you know, this is what we see that's working, this is what we see that's not working, you know, those kinds of things. But, you know, compared to what it used to be a long time ago, but we've come light years, you know.
Oh boy.
We really have.
Yeah.
We've come light years. We have complete applications. That used to be the first deal, is we'd have incomplete applications. And
which
you know,
was always amazing to me that we would ever have an incomplete application.
Yeah.
But it's amazing because we still have incomplete.
We still have one or two.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We still have one or two.
And we do. So, I mean, it's, and your scholarship requires more work out of those kids than most of the scholarships do.
It should, because it's substantially more than any other scholarship.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that we need to ask or invite the counselors to come here and we as commissioners all talk to them, or do we need to, a couple of us, just go meet with the counselors?
I think the scholarship committee would be great to talk with the counselors.
Okay.
Yeah.
You knew that answer.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
But you know, too, Mac, I would be glad to join you so we
could
talk about
idea.
Some specific stuff about how it works on my end.
That's a great idea.
Sure.
Yeah. You know?
It would be helpful if the counselors knew that, so when the next clerk comes in, there's that level of communication as well.
Yeah.
It would be really helpful, I think.
Yeah. You know, and I think... Yeah, I can help. I can help with that.
Okay.
And some of these kids I've talked, the ones, because you've got a couple of kids that are deferred right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you make sure. I'm keeping track of you, but you make sure. And if when you show back up, and you call me.
It's going to be up to those deferred kids.
Yes.
That's right.
Coming back the budget before they go back to school.
Exactly. Well, they got to be before the
they
budget. Before,
like if they were going to school this fall, they need to be here now.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And if they're coming back next year, they've got to be in before budget.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
So we need to, it's a little tricky.
The timeline's different on our end than it is theirs.
Yeah. So, anyway, but so I'm keeping good notes and keeping good files.
Excellent.
And no guarantees we won't have a disaster, but... You know, we'll sure try, but...
We'll get through it.
Yeah. So, I have some bonds. First one is for Wilma Shriver as the treasurer for the Upper Green River Cemetery District. Next one is for Cindy Armstrong as the clerk treasurer for the town of Marbleton.
Look at that.
And Peggy Winters as the treasurer for the Mosquito Abatement District.
We have to sign this in blue?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
We have to be on the board for 9 years.
Before you can get one of those.
So get a blue pen.
And you don't get to keep it. You turn it back in at the end of the meeting.
It's got like the computer.
I've got one from the school board. I just have to
sign. Just bring it out.
Yeah. Commissioner Bowsman took
I wouldn't mind paying for one of these because you know they will last.
They do.
Most of these
they run out of length, though.
Steal out of the motel rooms. They only last a week. They're gone.
I don't know. They put them in there anymore.
Right. Oh, they took Commissioner Bowsman 11 and a half years to get them.
Maybe the new football this will change you.
Probably not.
Not on the starting email.
Yeah.
Put it in the budget on our new laptops.
Yeah.
Tablets.
Yeah, tablets. Tablets. Tablet. Credit cards, Suburban tablets.
Yeah,
oh,
Suburban
God.
Tablets.
The new Suburban has the tablets fall out of the ceiling and you can just work.
Oh, there you go.
You know, the new Suburban, it could have monitors in the back of the seats so that you guys can watch cartoons while you travel.
And who would drive?
It's going to be one of those self-driving ones.
You won't look at the road anyway.
Just plug in the thing and everybody can go to sleep.
I need to have you sign that as for a
grant.
Yeah, it's for a grant. It's actually it's the emergency management grant. The Mitchell grant.
Mitchell's
the 30,000.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to accept that, don't we? By
no, mentioning. We've already done the. This is just the paperwork.
It's just a. Oh, we already did this.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've already signed the grant award.
Gotcha.
I just need your signature as the designated person. Oh, okay. Then I have some more. I have. This is a renewal of the lease agreement between Sublette County and the Sublette Center for Aspen Grove.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know if you want to, we have them coming for a budget deal, not today. Thursday, I think, is when they're on your schedule. And I was going to look and see. I don't know if you want to talk about this before you with them.
I don't think it's going to change anything.
It's July 1. Yeah, I don't think so either.
So why don't we go ahead and adopt the?
Because our funding and budget concerns aren't tied to the lease.
Right.
This is just the operating lease. And
so this is the same as always, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Matt did it in the first place.
Matt did it in the first place. This was Matt brought this to the sublet center's attention. So they've already signed. We're the last guys.
Okay. So we have a motion on the table.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we enter into renew a lease agreement between Sublet County and the Sublet Center for the lease of Aspen Grove as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Then I have a memorandum of understanding between Sublet County and the town of Pinedale, and this has to do with the Lower Fremont Lake Road. This is the agreement that we generated for the FLAP grant.
It was their taking over the maintenance end of it, right?
No.
What was it?
This has to do with the FLAP grant and what their commitment to the FLAP grant was. Right. Yeah. Not current maintenance. This is going to be for the grant to the new,
Yes.
Yeah. Does it include what they're responsible for after the road is?
Yeah, that they're supposed to get a right-of-way easement. Let's see. This is, we generated the deal the town has signed. Says, after the physical reconstruction of Lower Fremont Lake Road is complete, the town agrees to take ownership of the completed road, the road right away, and any other pertinent responsibilities related thereto.
That's what we needed.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. All right. Very good. Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we enter into the MOU with the town of Pinedale concerning the FLAP grant and taking over the road after construction.
It's complete.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And then I have an abatement, and this one's a little one, $201.
Those we can handle.
You can live with that.
Yep.
Then I have the letter of engagement from Leo Riley, who is our financial auditor. Mm-hmm. The amount of the agreement would be $36,750. This past year was $36,000. Really cheap as compared to
others.
Yeah. And I would suggest they do a good job. Well, you've seen Paul, but they do
very
do a good
passionate
job.
About his work.
Yeah, they do a good job for us with our audit. So,
motion. I make a motion we accept the contract from the auditor.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the contract with Leo Riley and Company for our auditing.
Two times.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Two signatures.
There's that one and then on the last page.
Aye.
Then we received a letter from the BLM concerning access to, for them to collect data and requesting permission to access our property. And this has to do, they're doing a culvert inventory along a number of roads in the southern part of the county. This particular inventory spot is on the Calpet Road. And I asked Billy about that, if we had any concerns, and he said that he didn't have any concerns about them inventorying culverts on our property.
Inventorying our culverts?
Well, they're inventorying culverts all over the place.
Oh.
Birch Creek Dry Basin, Dry Piney Creek. There's a map. But the only place that affects us is the Calpet Road and Dry Piney together. Yeah.
Just because the roads are on BLM and they
right.
don't know where the culverts are.
Right, and we've got easements from
right.
them. Yeah. So
okay.
if you're okay with that, there's a signature on the last page.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
So move we accept, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we accept the proposal by the BLM, the Private Land Access Data Collection and Use Permission. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
And then at the last commissioners meeting, you will recall that you passed a resolution concerning the elected officials' salaries for the next 4 years. This is the resolution.
That's the resolution.
So you've already adopted the resolution and everything. You just need to sign it so we can record it.
Okay.
Why don't you just read that and sign it?
Okay.
Then Jeanette brought me a letter from the Department of Revenue that she received this morning, and she asked that you consider signing this agreement. But she needs to read it first, or she needs to read it also, and the county attorney's office needs to review it as well. But it's a hardware agreement with the state of Wyoming for the assessor's office. And it's not due back until sometime.
I think I'd feel better if Matt...
June 22nd, Friday, June 22nd, we meet again on the 19th.
Let's bring that back on the 19th after Matt has had a chance to go through it.
Okay. After they've all
had a chance to look at it. And Janessa's had a chance to look at it also. Yeah, let's do that.
I'll give it back to her here shortly.
Okay.
And she can start that. And if...
If it goes through with them, then just bring it back on the 19th.
Yeah. Okay. Then I've been receiving from Pinedale Energy Partners, and I've never received things like this before. They've been sending information to the county concerning drilling spaces. They've filed applications with the State of Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission requesting approval to horizontally drill wells in the referenced areas. So what I have is I have all the places where it's I'm sure it's the same as whatever they're submitting to the concert or to the Oil and Gas Commission, information to the county what they're doing.
Okay.
I've gotten three of these little certified babies. I don't know if you guys are interested in that.
And it's just information.
It's information. We don't have
Well, that's good that they're informing us on what they're doing and what they're applying for.
Yeah, and like I said, we don't normally get any of this from anywhere. I don't know if it's a new requirement of the Conservation Commission.
Are all three copies the same?
Uh-uh, they're different wells.
Really? Oh, yeah. On different wells.
Yeah, they're different wells.
One for every well.
Oh, interesting.
Well, no, there's actually a group of them. There's two.
Well,
there's like eight
location,
on each
location.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Location.
Yeah.
Anybody interested in perusing this?
I'll look through one. I'm kind of curious to see what all.
I'll look through one. I don't believe I need to see them all.
I'll give you the little pack and you just knock yourselves out. How about that? Like I said, usually these documents are, I mean, we're looking for documents that we record, but these are not recordable documents. They're just information. Yeah.
Cool.
So,
excellent.
Anyway. Another thing that's come up since last meeting is the discussion about use of the county property during rendezvous. As you all know, in the past, booths have been set up on the green area out here along the courthouse property over at the county attorney's office, and the chamber is moving all of that to the Legion Park.
Is that a done deal? Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, is it done deal?
Pretty much.
I heard they're having some pushback.
Well, I'm sure they are having some pushback, but we got a, we asked the chamber once again if they were sure they didn't want to use our lawn, and they sent back notice saying, yep, we're sure we don't want to use your lawn.
Well, and the issue is that I had a request from somebody that wanted to come and set up a booth on the courthouse lawn, and if that should happen, we'll get all the booths out of the Legion Park down here. You know what?
Right.
Because
there'll be no fee.
There'll be no fee. Whatever. So
we need to leave that as a green space during rendezvous. If all of them aren't going to use it, nobody's
going to
use it.
So what we'll do is we'll bring in the benches. We've got benches and picnic tables.
Picnic tables.
We'll put
benches,
those in.
Great place to sit down and relax.
But we aren't going to allow any booths.
And that kind of solves the problem that we almost got into with the...
Yeah, with the other stuff that we had going
on. They wanted
to
come in and they changed their mind.
Yeah.
This is becoming more consistent, which is much better.
It is.
So.
And then there was a request to use power outlets and flooring and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but we don't do any of that on non-county ground. So that takes care of that also. I can see the wheels turning.
No. It was something else that just reminded me. I'll bring it up here in a little bit.
Okay.
So I don't know. If anybody's having any complaints or anything like that, but I do have a email from the chamber that said that they will not be using our property this year.
Right. So
because I wanted to make sure
if
of that.
There are any complaints, then we need to send them on to the chamber because that offer was made on our part.
Complaints?
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I choose.
Yeah. All right. That it, Mary?
That's all I have for right now.
Okay. Let's.
That was exciting.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, I had my look.
It didn't take long.
No.
No.
It was a whole bunch of legal descriptions.
We know what they look like.
Yeah.